A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Today, of course, is Cyber Monday, and millions will spend time trying to find online deals.
But KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage saying, Americans are already collectively carrying $925 billion in credit card debt, and interest rates are surging.
Deseret News reports on the New York Federal Reserve Bank's report that shows a $121 billion jump from the second quarter of 2022. And while inflation is helping drive people to use their credit cards more, interest rates are blowing up as well. LendingTree chief credit analyst Matt Schultz says 30% interest on credit cards is almost becoming the norm, as stores like Macy's and Bloomingdale's are upping their rate to sometimes north of 30%. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A lot of people ignored inflation and recession fears to start holiday shopping over the weekend. Retail Me Not editor Kristen McGrath has some tips for online shoppers.
Laptops, tablets, whether that's iPad or a less expensive tablet, those are all going to be on sale. And we are talking discounts of hundreds of dollars.
Adobe Analytics predicts Americans will spend more than $11 billion online. That's up more than 5% from last year.
For people who love to travel, tomorrow might be a good day to buy.
If you want a big city experience in Times Square, New York Hilton Times Square has an offer of up to 25% off plus free daily breakfast.
Travel mom Emily Kaufman says Travel Tuesday is when airlines and other companies often offer big travel deals.
In sports this morning, it looked impossible heading into the last game, but Utah football is officially heading back to the Pac-12 championship game. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with more. Adam?
Yeah, Tim. Oregon State may have gained some new fans here in Utah. Their huge upset of Oregon played one of the biggest parts in Utah's miraculous return to the Pac-12 title game. The Beavers overcame a 21-point deficit to stun the Ducks at home. UCLA and Washington came through in their games as well, and the Utes hung 63 points on Colorado, and that's what punched their ticket back to Las Vegas. Utah is looking to repeat in the Pac-12, but standing in their way is USC, and they're looking to get some payback after the Utes handed them their only loss of the season at Rice-Eccles Stadium. The Utes and Trojans will kick off from Allegiant Stadium on Friday at 6 o'clock. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
That's just too awesome for words.
There are stories out there this morning of an Oregon booster who, when they were up 21 points on Saturday, purchased an $11,000 luxury suite at Allegiant Stadium,
and now
he's stuck with it.
Oh, no.
Unless he can find somebody
Utah
else
fan.
To do. Yeah.
BYU is looking forward to finding out their bowl game destination, but head coach Kalani Sitake is also looking for a new defensive coordinator. KSL News Radio's Chris Jacobs is live with more. Chris?
Amanda, BYU's defensive coordinator, Elisa Tuiaki, has stepped down after 7 years with head coach Kalani Sitake. This is after a few rough games for the Cougars this year. Tuiaki said in a social media post that it's been great, but that it's time to venture out and pursue a new challenge. Despite the rough patches this season, the team will be headed to a bowl game after their win against Stanford over the weekend. Where they end up, though, is still in the air. Reporting live, Chris Jacobs, KSL News Radio.
Iran is demanding Team USA be removed from the World Cup because the team's social media team posted an altered picture of the Iranian flag as a way to support women's rights. U.S. player Tim Ream was asked about the controversy.
What we're doing as a team is supporting that while also trying to prepare for the biggest game that this squad has had to date.
Iran plays Team USA tomorrow, and the U.S. needs to win that game to advance to the next round.
China's zero COVID policy enacted under China's President Xi Jinping is having ripple effects on the economy. ABC's Justin Finch.
Asian financial markets were down in early trading on news of the rare China protest and supply chain concerns. At Foxconn's largest iPhone plant, police in hazmat suits seen coming to blows with protesters last week, following reports of workers upset by delays in bonus payouts and the company's handling of a COVID outbreak.
Apple has already told shoppers some iPhone models might not be available for a few weeks.
First look traffic. What's it looking like, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, looks like we got our first crash of the morning on the freeway. It's in Utah County, but it's on southbound 15 as you head from Pleasant Grove towards Linden. The HOV lane is partially blocked at the moment, so people are moving out of that lane, and that's why we've got a little bit of a southbound slowdown there. No slowdowns and dry road conditions, Salt Lake and Davis counties so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 6:35.
KSL weather with Kristen Van Dyke. Rain this morning, snow by this afternoon as a storm system moves into the Beehive State.
We have a stormier weather pattern setting up for us this week with the first system set to move in today. By Tuesday afternoon, the snow is moving out, but it will be a cold one with highs only in the low 30s. And then we'll see lows down into the teens Tuesday night and a Wednesday. All said and done, we're looking at around 1 to 3 inches for the Wasatch Front, potentially more for the benches. And then our mountains could see a foot to a foot and a half of snow. We have a couple more systems that will move in by the end of the week and into next weekend.
Kristen says the storm today has real potential to make a mess of not only this afternoon's commute, it could also cause a mess tomorrow morning.
An NFL star's lawyer says at no time was Odell Beckham disruptive or combative while on a plane, where he was eventually escorted off by security.
Police say Odell Beckham Jr. was removed from a flight at Miami International Airport on Sunday after he allegedly was going in and out of consciousness. Police say that when asked by the flight crew, Beckham refused to leave the plane. Beckham's lawyer, Daniel DeVillier, says OBJ was sleeping and a flight attendant was overzealous. The free agent receiver is set to return soon from injury. This drama unfolding as he's reportedly slated to meet this week with prospective teams. Joey Waller, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.